Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga, here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
We know you're uncertain about psychics. Is this fortune teller you found on a forum legit?
Your one true love is...
me!
That's why California psychics reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work with us. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. New customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. So, experience the joy of certainty at californiapsychics.com. Experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It's time for...
Here we go!
Kickoff.
Wait, do it!
With Boomer Esiason and Mike Valenti.
We are ready to roll week 14. Fast, fun football. It's kickoff with Boomer and Valenti. Booms, what's going on, brother?
Hey, Mike, great to talk to you. You know, it is the season of parity in the NFL. After all, latest into a season all-time featuring five divisions with leads under one game. And week 14 will be the second time in NFL history there's three division games this late in the season between teams within a half a game of first place. And, of course, it's the Colts, Jaguars, Steelers, Ravens, Bears and Packers, and we'll get to them a little bit later on. I know you want to talk about the Lion game on Thursday night. Sure. What a performance by Jahmyr Gibbs.
Yeah, well, we can get into it, but I think it's important people hear what you're saying because it's not accidental. This is intentional parity. This is the NFL's business plan. No one's great. Some are good. Most are average. Very few are, well, the Titans or Raiders. The point is everyone feels like they got a shot. You're in December. You're playing meaningful games. This is the beauty of the NFL. It's also the problem in trying to figure anything out. But yes, Lions last night, I just put it in the note on my show in Detroit afternoons here at 97.1. I said, guys, here's my best reasoning. It has nothing to do with football. You simply don't lose back-to-back games. 15 straight losses for the Lions. They've bounced back that next week with a W. Dan Campbell, I don't know what it is. I just give him credit as a coach, and I say he's got command of his room. And they got a good culture. Boomer, they don't lose back-to-back. And the Cowboys, look, the loss of CeeDee Lamb hurt, but they look tired. They you just can't keep playing high-leverage games. I know you can speak to that as a player. It taxes you. They beat the Chiefs and Eagles in a four-day run, and here's your reward, showcase showdown. Go fly to Detroit. Take on an angry Lions team.
Well, I'm sure your Lions fans out there know this. They are first in the NFL in yards per play. Yeah. 6.1 yards per play in the last five seasons when Amon-Ra St. Brown is on the field. They're 25th with him off the field at 5 yards per play. And, you know, going into this game, we weren't sure whether or not he was going to play. And it was interesting as, you know, Dan Campbell was lauding his team and lauding Jahmyr Gibbs and talking about Amon-Ra St. Brown, he basically said the way we go is how he goes. And if he's out there with us, then he's our, you know, unquestioned leader. And that's kind of interesting because Jared Goff doesn't have the personality of like a Josh Allen or a Patrick Mahomes. He's got a very competitive personality, don't get me wrong, but let's face it. They have some of the best players in football. And when you combine Amon-Ra St. Brown, who plays, and you had Jameson Williams, and all of a sudden Jahmyr Gibbs is playing wide receiver, running back, he's all over the field, that's a pretty impressive trio right there.
Yeah, look, I don't know. Who's the toughest receiver you played with? Guy who you just thought was absolute nails.
A guy by the name of Eddie Brown, who was in the same draft as Jerry Rice, who's actually drafted ahead of Jerry Rice.
All right, so, like, that's just kind of what you're talking about here. Like, Amon-Ra, he's the antithesis of today's wide receivers. I got nothing but respect for the guy. He's tough as nails, Boomer. I mean, that was a game-time decision. A lot of people thought, nah, there's no way he's playing this week. And he just guts it out. He played hurt all last year. Guy caught a zillion balls. He's just his. He typifies what the fans here want and what the Lions purport to be. He's grit. Cowboys, I'm not going to knock him. They've had a hell of a run to try to get back into it. They just got right to where they thought they had a shot. Now they got a 9% shot of making the playoffs.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, obviously, losing CeeDee Lamb in the middle of the game due to a concussion, which was a scary scene on the sideline in the end zone there. He was on the way to having like this unbelievable game. I thought he was going to break some serious records.
Yeah, it's 6 for 110 in like 5 minutes.
Yeah, it was ridiculous.
What was up with Pickens last night?
Well, that's my question, and this is the thing. And even Dak Prescott was very pointed in his kind of criticism. I say criticism might have been mild, but nonetheless, he did call him out. And this was the problem that the Pittsburgh Steelers have with George Pickens, because the last 4 or 5 weeks, George Pickens has basically taken the league by storm. Yeah. And, you know, he has been this needle mover, if you will, for the Cowboys, and it gave them a tandem that made them very difficult to defend, and that's why their offense was so good. And then last night, it's almost like he checked out of the game.
It was bizarre, Boomer. We're talking walking through routes, giving up on a deep ball, being taken out of the game. Hey, man. Last night, to me, that's an opportunity. You want somebody to hand you $120 million over four, and you basically bleeped in the punch bowl. All right, we got a lot more to cover. Let's do it. Eddie, let's get to the rundown.
The NFL Rundown.
All right, Boomer, I just want to take it back to Black Friday for a second. Bears, Eagles. Let me phrase it this way. More about the Bears or more about the Eagles?
For me, it's more about the Bears and what Ben Johnson has done there, and how, you know, after the game, you see he takes his shirt off in the locker room and how the players are reacting to him. First and foremost, the reason he was hired was to make sure that Caleb Williams was going to get better as a quarterback, and I think we have seen evidence of that thus far this season. The second reason he was hired, and people probably didn't know this about him, about how aggressive and how confident he is in his own abilities. And you didn't really know. Maybe you knew that because you saw him up in Detroit as the offensive coordinator. And when he did get a chance to speak to the media, you got a sense of the personality. Now you see the personality. And by the way, this is exactly what the Chicago Bears needed. And they had a great offseason. We talked about their signings in the offseason, especially on the offensive line. So I think I want to look at the positive side of things. And that's fine. That the Bears, but by the way, in the NFC, they've had the easiest strength of schedule.
They have, but look, you go to Philly and put almost 300 yards rushing on them. I mean, you know, this isn't Tom Osborne's Nebraska team, 1995. You don't run for 300 yards on people. They bodied the Eagles. And for the Eagles, look, I don't know. I would leave it to Eagle fans to figure it out anymore. I don't know if they're on the precipice of collapse or if this is just their appetizer to a Super Bowl run. I can't figure it out, and I'm not qualified to give an answer. I truly am totally puzzled. I don't know what to say.
Well, the one thing I can tell you as a former player is that, you know, you all kind of work in concert with one another. So when your offense is flying and they're scoring points, your defense feeds off of that. If your defense is getting you turnovers and they're putting your offense in a short field, you kind of live off of that kind of momentum. And then if your special teams give you a special teams play in the middle of a game, a punt return or a kick return, you live off of that momentum. Right now, the Eagles are not getting the momentum from, I would say, their offense is the most questionable and most interesting part of all of this. And also interesting, you know, my buddy Frank Reich, who used to be the offensive coordinator when the Eagles won the Super Bowl, you know, he had just finished his tenure at Stanford. Stanford hired a new head football coach this week. So Frank is now free, and there are all these articles out there, should they bring Frank back? Because Nick Sirianni sees Frank as a mentor. And everybody in Philadelphia, I looked at the replies to these articles, everybody in Philadelphia wants him to come back at least as a consultant of some sort for the offense of the Philadelphia Eagles. I think that would be too little too late, unfortunately.
Yeah, it reeks of desperation. I want to go to a game. I was almost borderline mocked by Boomer for this. The early time slot travel spot. The Panthers turn the trick, Boomer. The Rams cross country, early window, in a monsoon, and Stafford turned into a human hand grenade. He hadn't thrown a pick since week 5. You got a pick 6. You got another one in the end zone. You got him holding on to the ball for 78 seconds and gets blindsided and fumbles to lose the game. But the focus, because again, you're the Rams. You're not going to win every game. The Panthers, is every time this show wants to bail on them, they just, I got you a dollar. They just reel you back in. Boomer, they got 2 against the Bucs. I'm going to say it straight up. I'm not writing them off. Don't allow me to do it. They got a shot to win that division.
Sure they do. Now they do. And that was a huge win without question last week. But it's not like the Rams went there and didn't score any points. I mean, this game came down to the fourth quarter. It came down to the sack and fumble that you were just talking about. I mean, you know what? The NFL, as we always have said, and most people in the NFL say the same thing, it's a week-to-week league. We know it. I'm sick and tired of saying it because it sounds like it's redundancy each and every week. And nothing proves that more than games like this, where the Rams, to me, still are the top team in the NFC. I still believe that. I know the Chicago Bears are the number one seed. I still think if the Rams and the Bears have to meet, I think the Rams are the better team. But they better meet in L.A. and not in Chicago.
Yeah, no doubt. Texans, the defense, and it's not enough to just say it's an awesome defense. It's, you're not allowed to play defense in today's league. Boomer, I know you talk about it. I mean, it's night and day. You can't even touch people anymore. What Houston's doing is incredible, and I'm fully seduced. I think the Colts are done. The offense is cratered. The run game, another week, sub 100. Protection is bad. Your quarterback's getting 3D printed pads sent to him for his cracked fibula. I think Texans are winning this division.
Well, they have a tough game going to Kansas City this week. We'll talk about
that
a little bit later.
They're going to win that, too.
Yeah, well, I've been on the Texans now for at least 5 weeks, and this was with Davis Mills as their quarterback, because you could see that their defense is legitimately assaulting people. And all they needed was quality, sustained, consistent quarterback play where you didn't turn the ball over. And, you know, Davis Mills was doing that for them, and C.J. Stroud, you know, he played okay last week. He's got to play better if they're going to go deep into the playoffs. But this is definitely a Super Bowl-caliber defense, assuming nobody gets hurt. I mean, they are putting pressure everywhere. They stop the run. They get after the quarterback. They run to the football. Watch their game this week against the Chiefs. Watch how their defense rallies. And that's really the true indication of when a defense feels great about itself, is when they rally to the football. So I think it's going to be a hell of a run by them. They're in the middle of, where the Ravens were a few weeks ago,
yeah,
where the Dallas Cowboys were a few weeks ago. Can they take this thing all the way through week 18? That's the question.
I desperately want this team in the playoffs because nobody will want to play them. You just, that defense coming to, just please make the playoffs. I'm begging you. Plus their helmets are cool. Broncos, they escape in D.C. This is, I just have to accept, this is who they are. Last year, the Chiefs won every close game. This year, they can't win one. But the Broncos, same deal. Couldn't win a close game last year. They only win close games this year. My problem is this. I have a hard time seeing this continue in a meaningful postseason run. The quarterback play is just not there.
You know, I was going to ask you last year at this time, I said, if I asked you, which quarterback would you want, Caleb Williams or Bo Nix, what would you have said?
Bo Nix.
And now this year I'm going to ask you the same question. Which quarterback would you rather have, Bo Nix or Caleb Williams?
Caleb Williams.
That's exactly right. I mean, you know, Bo Nix in this passing game, it's like Aaron Rodgers in Pittsburgh with his passing game. And also Lamar Jackson and his passing game in Baltimore. I don't know what's happening. And the Eagles, for that matter. I don't know what is going on with these guys and these teams. There's too many good players around them not to have more sustained success and bigger plays. That's the
Boomer,
one thing.
He's not seeing it. I'm not trying to be a sports radio guy or act like somehow it's easy to play the position. I'm saying is, if you go back and watch, Boomer, there are reads And there are, like, for instance, a guy will sit down in a zone. He's wide open, and Bo is just processing somewhere else. And it's like, dude, it's right there for you. Just rip it. It's right there. There's something he's not seeing. I can't figure it out. You can certainly speak to it better than me.
Well, who did their game last week? Do you remember? Do you remember who the analyst was?
Well, that was the Monday night game.
Oh, it was the Monday night game. Okay, so.
Or Sunday night. I'm sorry, Sunday night.
So it was Collinsworth. It was Collinsworth. So, yeah, there were a couple times where Chris pointed it out. I was trying to think of the analyst who was doing this. Yeah, you have a seam route, and that tight end is going to break open around 15 to 17 yards. And you just, all you have to do is look off the safety and then just let it rip because the linebackers aren't deep enough and there's more than enough room to throw it in there. And you don't throw it in there, that means you're questioning what you're seeing, that you're unsure of what you're doing at the quarterback position. I've lived it. I know it. I know exactly what he's going through.
How do you get out of it?
Well, Sean Payton has to do with what Bill Parcells used to do with Phil Sims. Hey, kid, if you're not throwing two interceptions today, you're not trying. I need you to be more aggressive. I need you to take and throw the ball down the field. You know, all these coaches want the ball thrown down the field to their outstanding wide receivers. They want chunk plays, as you hear in every single game. And Bo Nix is playing a conservative brand of football, afraid of making a mistake. So I feel like maybe this is the week that maybe Sean Payton says, look, we're going to throw the ball 50 times this week because I got to get this guy back into a rhythm and throwing the ball down the field.
All right, Giants, I'm sure you've been inundated with it in New York. I'm disgusted. Abdul Carter, you know, what's real, what's not, I don't care. Dude's getting benched again. Just take me through it, and just can you please tell me Joe Shane is not going to pick the next coach? Please.
I think he's going to be involved in some of the interview processes. I don't know if the next coach will have a say as to who his GM will be, but watching Joe Shane's press conference this past week was not good. There's really not much he could have said to save his job in the eyes of the fan base. There was a poll that was done, and it looked like it was 96 to 97% of the fans that answered the poll all wanted Joe Shane fired. So
he should be. And this Abdul Carter thing, they're in a crisis right now. It looks like they have whiffed badly. I just don't know what to say.
Well, you remember last week I told you that Brian Daboll probably fined Abdul Carter and kept everything in-house.
Yeah.
And
the Tomlin, as we call it. That's how the Steelers handled AB for years.
Exactly. So now Kafka comes out and sits him down for the first series, the first game that Kafka has taken over. And then last week against the Patriots, sits him down the whole first quarter because he's trying to make an example and trying to embarrass him publicly. So it's not that Brian Daboll didn't try to handle it. He tried to handle it quietly in-house by taking money away from the kid. And Mike Kafka's going the opposite way. And maybe Mike Kafka was doing that just simply because this is the way he's auditioning for the job, which he will not get. So I think they need to clean house personally, Mike. Sure I don't like talking about people losing their jobs because I know they have families and everything else. But the reality states that if you don't win, you lose.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And that's where Joe Shane finds himself right now.
I'd say it again. this kid had the unmitigated balls to ask for 56 and then go call Phil Simms for 11. Are you kidding me?
Well, at least you got a talking to by the great Lawrence Taylor this week.
Yeah, well, whatever.
I don't know what that means,
Jet
but he's not
Lawrence
Taylor.
I'll end it on a positive. Hey, Jet fans, be optimistic. You got your coach. It's taken hold, and you're going to win this weekend. And with that, that is a segue into the picks, which we are going to get to next on Kickoff with Boomer and Valenti.
Close your eyes, exhale, feel your body relax, and let go of whatever you're carrying today.
Well, I'm letting go of the worry that I wouldn't get my new contacts in time for this class. I got them delivered free from 1-800-CONTACTS. Oh my gosh, they're so fast.
And breathe.
Oh, sorry. I almost couldn't breathe when I saw the discount they gave me on my first order. Oh, sorry. Namaste.
Visit 1-800-CONTACTS.com today to save on your first order.
1-800-CONTACTS.
The world moves fast. Your workday, even faster. Pitching products, drafting reports, analyzing data. Microsoft 365 Copilot is your AI assistant for work. Built into Word, Excel, PowerPoint, and other Microsoft 365 apps you use. Helping you quickly write, analyze, create, and summarize. So you can cut through clutter and clear a path to your best work. Learn more at Microsoft.com/M365 Copilot.
This episode is brought to you by State Farm. Listening to this podcast? Smart move. Being financially savvy? Smart move. Another smart move? Having State Farm help you create a competitive price when you choose to bundle home and auto. Bundling. Just another way to save with a personal price plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
It's Kickoff with Boomer and Valenti.
All right, we got to get to the picks. Hot week for the show last week. Boomer with an 8-3-1, 7-4 for me. Hit the play of the week.
Picks of the week.
And we're going to have some bonus time here. Less games. I'm going to offer three plays of the week in increasing grossness. But we start Washington laying 1.5. They travel to Minnesota. J.J. McCarthy's back, so somehow there's an improvement from Billy Bosmer or whatever his name was.
It was Max Brosmer. And Max Brosmer was thrown into something that he was unable to handle. And that interception he threw last week was just mind-boggling, but that's what rookies do, and that's why, you know, when you have unprepared people out on an NFL football field, it gets interesting, to say the least. You know, maybe this is the beginning of J.J. McCarthy's last stand here. It is Washington. I don't know. I think Brian Flores will try to keep this game close. I would not normally bet this game, but since we're picking it, I will pick the Minnesota Vikings.
I will, too. Washington had their guts ripped out. Maybe that was the last toothpaste in the tube. You know what you're getting from J.J. You're basically betting on a kid to throw for 90 yards. Whatever. Indianapolis laying 1.5 as they travel to Jacksonville.
So I like this pick, and I like the fact that Jacksonville is a home dog in this game. Mm-hmm. I think it will be a tight game. I think it's going to be in the 20s. I could see like a 24-21 type of game, but I think Jacksonville is going to win it. You were talking about it this earlier in the previous segment where the Colts are kind of fading here, and there are different things that are happening now. You know, they got off to that great start. Now all of a sudden the quarterback's hurt. He's trying to play hurt. He loses the running aspect of his game, and maybe, just maybe, the lights got on for Trevor Lawrence and Liam Cohen's the answer, so I'm going to take the Jags here.
Yeah, and the Colts have turned it over a bunch lately. If you turn it over, the Jags win. That's how they live. We'll bank on it for a week. But this will not be comfortable. You're betting on Trevor Lawrence. Buckle up. Jaguars. Bucks laying 6.5. They host the Saints.
Can you tell me what's going on with Bucky Irving, please?
I wish I knew. It's totally bizarre to me because it started as ankle, shoulder. Then there are mental health concerns that they're alluding to. You tell me.
I don't know. I wish I knew, but you know, the thing about this team here is that, you know, they do have the Energizer Bunny at quarterback, and that's the big difference. And it's Tyler Shuck, who's actually played reasonably well, not bad. I wouldn't say he's somewhere, you know, between where Caleb Williams and I would say Bo Nix was last year. You know, I think it's better than I thought it was going to be. I think they keep the game close. You know, I'm going to take the Saints here.
Still a divisional game. And look, I mean, the Bucs won last week. Did they blow out the Cards? No, they win by 3. They just don't have any juice. They miss Mike Evans dearly. Yeah, give me the Saints. All right, buckle up, because Scones and I are going to hold hands. I don't know if Boomer's going to join us here. Miami laying 3 as they travel to the New York football
Jets. All righty, Scones. Have at it, buddy.
Jets all the way. Give me the 3 points in division. The Miami train stops this weekend. Miami's going to get crushed. The Jets are going to win coming off that big victory against the Falcons.
Yes.
So give me the Jets, baby.
You know what to do. Come on, Booms.
No, I've picked the Jets here in New York as well. You know, they're the home dog. They're getting 3 points. It is going to be freezing, by the way.
Let's go, Boom.
It should be windy. I like what the Jets are doing. And you talked about Aaron Glenn and what's taking hold here. And you see what's going on around the league with some of the guys that they traded away. Now, all of a sudden, things aren't going so well for those guys. And some of the guys that they acquired, especially Adonai Mitchell, has been a nice add for them. So, yeah, I think a medium score game here, somewhere like a 24-23 type of game, but I'll take the Jets.
Boys, it's Tua in the cold. D-O-A. Give me the Jets. Aaron Glenn is taking hold. Cleveland, they're a favorite, boys. Cleveland laying 3.5 against the Titans. Come on.
All right, you know what the story here is? It's Shedeur Sanders versus Cam Ward, the number one overall pick to a guy who fell in the draft precipitously and, you know, has not played well. I think he's – I'm taking Cleveland just simply because of their defense. You know, they remind me of the Texans. They assault opposing offenses. Even though Cam Ward has played a little bit better here the last couple of weeks, I think Cleveland, windy, cold, Cam Ward, that defense doesn't work for me. I'll take the Browns.
This is my final play of the week. I got 3 of them. I love the Browns. The Titans are not just bad. Let me provide some historical context. They're on pace to have a negative 255-point differential. All right, they have the worst differential in the league by about 30 points. Boomer, if they finish with that differential, they will be the worst team in the last 30 years from a point differential standpoint. And this Cleveland defense against Cam Ward, and the fact that the book is throwing a 3.5 out there, it's not about Shedeur. This is a play against Tennessee. Give me the Brownies.
Myles Garrett over 1.5 sacks, yes or no?
Yes. Yes.
Yes. Yes. Over 2.5. Yes.
There you
5.5. Yes. 10 sacks in one game? Sure. Honestly, yes. Seattle laying 7.5. They travel to Atlanta. You know what to do.
Yeah, our road warriors here.
No.
You know, listen, I was thinking about this, and I actually did talk about this on my show in New York, and that was the numbers speaking to me. It's speaking to me. Why isn't this higher? What is this all about? Yeah, but you know what? I'm not taking the Falcons. I can't stand the Falcons.
Put on your capri pants and have some respect.
I am not taking the Falcons. I'm done with the Falcons. And by the way, the Seahawks, if you really want to worry about something, they're second most turnovers in the NFL this season. They've turned the ball over 22 times. That's the thing that worries me the most when you go on the road. But they seem to play better on the road. And I'm going to say they got a gimme last week. I think they go down here and they win this one and cover.
As Michael Scott said, I'm ready to be hurt again. We go back to the Raheem Morris pain factory. Boomer, the number does speak to you. Gimme Atlanta. I know it doesn't make a lot of sense, but you have a team going on a road, probably a little bit bored, be honest with you, who turns it over. They'll win, but I'll take 7.5.
Wow, points. You said you were never going to take the Falcons
again.
I know,
but if
see,
Boomer's not willing.
This is what he does.
But if
me.
Boomer's not willing to, somebody has to step up. I will be the representative for the show. Ravens laying 5.5 against the Steelers.
Wow, so which offense is worse? Is it the Lamar Jackson-driven offense where he hasn't scored a touchdown in 3 weeks, or is it the Aaron Rodgers offense that can't throw the ball for over 130 yards a game? I think another cold weather game, it's not going to suit itself for a big score here. Look, I usually like division games like this. Teams are tied at the top of there. It's going to be close within 3 points. But something tells me that the Ravens are going to get this thing done. I hate the way the Pittsburgh Steelers defense played last week. They got run through and run over. I'm going to take the Ravens here. I'll lay the 5.5.
Let me ask you a question. If Rodgers can't go under center to take a snap because of the non-throwing hand, why play him? He, at his age, he can't be in the shotgun every play pistol.
And you see what happens when they have to hand the ball to his right. They have to flip the ball because he can't
hand
it off.
So why play him? Mason Rudolph, to me, would be the better option. It unlocks your whole formation and playbook.
Well, because he's Aaron Rodgers. He's a Hall of Famer to be, and they brought him in there to win. He's there to win this type of game. That's why he's there.
Well, I mean, that's great in theory, but in practice, you just said it. I mean, basically, he's putting up the same numbers as Navy's quarterback. It doesn't make sense to me. This guy's 100, and he's in the shotgun. You just said it. Hey, if we're going to run to the right side, I got to flip it to you. What is it, backyard football?
See, I could see this game at 20-14, something like that. Low scoring, tight defense, unless one of these quarterbacks goes turnover crazy. But I'm going to take the Ravens here. I think they're 5-1 in their last six. They had a bad game against Cincinnati. It was at home. Normally, teams after that type of performance will come out and put together a much better performance the week next.
I'm stupid. I'll go with the Steelers. It's just December. It's division. It's an underdog. Maybe the defense got a little bit of pride. But, yeah, I'm with you. Ravens will probably win. But, actually, I'd love to see the Steelers win. I'm tired of the Ravens. I'm tired of Lamar. Bills lay the 5.5 here against the Bengals. This was, correct me if I'm wrong, the picks on your show. This was a Greg Giannotti Big 12 over the moon 90 points total spot.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, he really likes a high scoring game here. I mean, again, it's going to be snowy. It's going to be windy. And what I love about what the Bills did against the Steelers is they ran the football. This is the time of year where you have to run the football first, and then you pass off of it. And if you're going to be living on your passing game in a situation like this, these are not the conditions for that. So, to me, I'm going to take the Bills. I'm going to lay the points again. I'm taking another home favorite by 5.5 points. I just think that Josh Allen is, you know, indestructible at home in the weather. I know Joe Burrow is great. I know they're 3-0 with him when he's on the field. He's won 8 straight, the longest going back to last year, is the longest winning streak he's had as the quarterback of the Bengals. But I just think the Bills will run the ball right down their throat.
And the Bills do have the best ground game in the league. They are at home. Yeah, I'll go with it. I just, you know me, man. I'm never comfortable with Josh Allen laying big points. But you're right. And if they're going to run for 170, 180 yards, which is kind of their average, I'll go with it.
Remember last week we were talking about their offensive line and how good it was going to be, but we knew that there were going to be guys that were going to be hurt. How about the guys that came in and played for the guys that were hurt?
Played really well.
And look at that performance.
Really well. All right, with two backup tackles to go and do that.
Do it again, man. Do it again. And, you know, and that is going to be the way that they protect their defense. You know what I mean?
Especially in the playoffs.
Exactly.
100% right. I totally agree with you. God help us all. Denver laying 7.5 at whatever the Raiders are.
All right, previous segment, this is where if I'm Sean Payton, I'm putting that ball in Bo Nix's hand, and I want him to throw it 45 to 50 times. Oh, I really, really do.
Oh, geez.
And the reason I want that is because I want him to start getting into a rhythm. I want his confidence back, and I want to take advantage of his ability to move, and I want him to show me as the coach that I can trust him when we get into the game. So you got to get him back into a flow. And I'm going to take the Broncos here. And I just hope that Sean Payton gets more aggressive with Bo Nix.
All right, I want to ask Scones a question before I make my pick. Brian.
Yes.
How big a number would you need to feel good about picking Vegas?
At least 10.
Damn it.
Okay. But, I mean, I would take Vegas in this spot. Let's go with Boomer's theory that Peyton's going to challenge Bo Nix to throw the ball. If that's the case, I would take Vegas because I don't trust Bo Nix yet, you know?
I know. You know what my problem is, fellas? I don't know that I've seen a running back get hit as he gets the ball or by his first step more than Ashton Gentry. It is inexplicable. And I just... Oh, man. I'm going to take the Raiders. Oh, God.
Is there a shot Pete Carroll's out after 1 year?
There's no way, if Tom Brady has any influence in this organization, that he's watching this and going, oh, yeah, let's bring back Pete at age 75. Let's have a party. It has to be one and done. It's a clown car. You had Chip Kelly falling asleep, essentially, calling plays.
No, I agree.
He was calling the wrong plays. I just please, yes, you can't hire coaches in their 70s. It's a bad idea. Let's go to the pack, laying 6.5 against the Bears. The number should speak to you here.
Yeah,
Boomer.
You know what? It does, and I know you're going to take the Packers. I'm taking the Bears, and I'm going to tell you why I'm going to take the Bears. You know why? Because when Carolina and Philadelphia came to Lambeau Field, The Packers lost, and they lost by only scoring 20 points. Then they went to the Giants. They beat the Giants. Then they went to Minnesota. They beat Minnesota, or they played Minnesota at home. And then they went to Detroit. Detroit was a good win for them on Thanksgiving, don't get me wrong. But I just think that the Bears are surging in the right direction. I think this game will be within the number. The Packers may win the game. But I think this Ben Johnson influence on the Bears is real. And you saw he wants to beat Matt LaFleur. You know, they know each other.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, he's not afraid to openly talk about it. So I kind of love the newfound confidence of the Chicago Bears. They keep it within the number. I'm taking the Bears.
Up-down theory. Biggest win in recent Bears history last week. Now you're going 18 degrees in Green Bay to a team that doesn't turn it over and you live off those. Oh, yeah. Give me the pack. All right, 30 seconds on each of these awful games. Rams laying 8.5 at the Cards.
Big bounce back for the Rams. Big number here. I'll take the Rams and lay the points.
I'm actually going to agree with you. That's how little I think of Arizona. Eagles laying 2.5 at the Chargers. More complicated.
Yeah, low scoring game here. I'm going to take the Eagles and I'll lay the 2.5. I think it's a field goal game, and I think it's like a 23-20 game.
Oh, God. Philly again, this is what we're going to do. Boomer, what are you doing to me? No, I'm not. You know what? No.
Blame
just
me.
Just no, I'm not doing it. Give me the Bolts.
They aren't going across country, that might
be. Yeah, it's a travel spot, maybe. No, give me the Bolts. I'm just going to take the Chargers, and then when I see their tackles play, I will simply wonder what the hell I did.
It's only west to east, not east to west.
That's fair. All right, good. Our geography segment is done. Perfect. Third segment, we've got Chiefs and Texans, and we have award season. We'll have some fun with those. It's an addition of the Boomies, if you will, up next on Kickoff with Boomer and Valeni.
At Sierra, discover top workout gear at incredible prices, which might lead to another discovery. Your headphones haven't been connected this whole time. Awkward. Discover top brands at unexpectedly low prices. Sierra, let's get moving.
This episode is brought to you by Jack Daniels. Jack Daniels and music are made for each other. They share a rhythm in the craft of making something timeless, while being a part of legendary nights. From backyard jams to sold-out arenas, there's a song in every toast. Please drink responsibly. Responsibility.org. Jack Daniels and Old No. 7 are registered trademarks. Tennessee Whiskey, 40% alcohol by volume. Jack Daniel Distillery, Lynchburg, Tennessee.
Coca-Cola. For the big, for the small, the short, and the tall. Peacemakers. Risk takers. For the optimists, pessimists. For long distance love. For introverts and extroverts. The thinkers and the doers. For old friends and new. Coca-Cola. For everyone. Pick up some Coca-Cola at a store near you.
It's Kickoff with Boomer and Valenti.
Breakdown game of the week, get to some awards, and I am genuinely looking forward to this. You know, you got to weed through the mud in the NFL to find games like this. Chiefs laying 3.5 against the Texans. This is the last stand at the Alamo for Kansas City. This is a graduation point for the Texans, who have earned their way back into things. I think it's an elimination game here. So, Boomer, where do you want to start with this?
Well, you know, Patrick Mahomes, 6 losses this season. That ties most in his career. Back in 2023, they lost 6, but they did win the Super Bowl that year. You know, I look at this. He's got a 26-6 career record in December. So that's 4th best among quarterbacks since 1950, minimum 20 starts. He's 5-1 at home this year. They're 1-5 on the road. They have lost 4 straight road games. So, you know, when they're in the comfy confines of Arrowhead, things happen for them, if you know what I mean. Yeah. And I'm not going to get into conspiracy theories and script writers and all that other stuff. But you know what? Houston is the number one scoring defense. They only give up 16 points a game. And because Patrick and his offense have had such a hard time scoring points, this is going to be a low-scoring game. And I really feel like I want the Texans and the points here.
You know what's interesting is, like, for the Chiefs, it's been so bizarre. Is even a Steve Spagnuolo defense, the pass rush just isn't there, even when they're blitzing. So it kind of offsets the concern you'd have with the Texans, the O-line, the pass pro. I mean, is this one they can get to 24? I feel like if the Texans can get to 24, they're winning the game. I'm going to take the 3.5 points. I'm with you. I'd be very surprised if this is not a close game. But can they cobble 24 points?
Well, interestingly enough, C.J. Stroud, last week was his first game back after missing three games with a concussion. He wasn't all that smooth. You know, get this. Houston has the number one scoring defense and total defense in the NFL. So they're even better than Cleveland when you think about it. No team in the Super Bowl era has missed the playoffs with the number one scoring and number one total defense. And this is exactly the type of game that they need to flourish and they need to take the ball away.
All right, let me go sports radio mode here. Ready?
Yep.
This is a revenge spot. Last year, you may remember, I know you do, and our listeners might, the Texans were the victim of the biggest officiating screw job in the league all year long. I mean, brutal. And it was to this Kansas City team. A couple of absolutely game-turning phantom roughing the passer calls. Something or nothing, Boomer. Come on. I'm trying to build the vibes for the Texans.
Yeah, listen, all I can tell you is the under for both of these teams. Houston's 9-3 under. KC 8-4 under. So this should be an under game. Problem is, Houston is 0-3 against the spread on the road in underdog primetime games.
Under 41.5 is the Boomer bet of the millennium.
I think so. It feels
Nassau
that way.
County. All right. Now, let's get to I'm taking the Texans. You are too, right?
Yes.
And under 41.5.
Yes.
If like a little stocking stuffer by the Booms. Mm-hmm. All right. Award time, Scones. Take us through it.
All right, guys, we'll ease into it. Pretty simple. Offensive player of the year, guys. Who are your candidates? Who do you like?
Wow. I got to say, Christian McCaffrey is going to be up there. We're not talking MVP here. We're just talking offensive player of the year. There's four candidates. I would say that Christian McCaffrey is number one for me. I would then say Jackson Smith and Jigma is number two. Jonathan Taylor. And then I would say,
what's wrong with Gibbs?
Yeah, Gibbs has got to be in there.
I mean, look.
I just don't know if he'll have the total numbers that McCaffrey's going to have.
Fun note. I know it's not all wrapped into this year, but he just tied Barry Sanders for career touchdowns under the age of 24 at 47. Did it last night. If the Lions go on this run, it's going to be powered by Gibbs. Taylor has cooled off. JSN had a no-show last week. I'd go JSN, still number one. I'd go Gibbs 2, McCaffrey 3, and Taylor 4, only based on when your team's not winning, you're not going to get those votes. What Taylor's done is incredible.
No, it is. I think 5 weeks ago, Jonathan Taylor was probably the leader in this.
Yeah.
In this particular discussion, but
scoring three touchdowns a week.
He's still the betting favorite, too, by the way.
I know, but think about this. You know, Christian McCaffrey may have a 1,000-yard season. And who is carrying that team?
Oh, it's him. 3.3 yards at a time because they can't run it, but he's just – they hand. Boomer, he might have 500 touches this year. It's ridiculous.
The guy is an incredible football player. Yeah, so all four of these guys are.
Go ahead, Scones.
Defensive player of the year, is Myles Garrett a slam dunk, or does he need to break this sack record?
Slam dunk to me, 100%. He's already got 19 sacks. I mean, he's been all over the field. He's the only reason why you'd want to watch a Browns game to see whether or not he's going to break it. And like I told you guys last week, he's not going to need Brett Favre to help him break it.
Let me ask a question. And I know I look at things differently. Why can we not discuss Myles Garrett as MVP? Like, I understand the winning matters, but, like, I watched Mark McGwire win MVP in baseball on a last-place Cardinals team. So, like, Myles Garrett is going to do something no one's ever done. I think he's going to incinerate Strahan's record. But why can't we discuss that? That if a defensive player has the best defensive season in the history of the sport, why can't they be?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The MVP.
It's not that they can't be MVP. It's just that they won't be MVP. I mean, the reality is that the MVP voters, and I was one of them for like 22 years, 23 years, you know, take into account what the quarterback does and the numbers that the quarterback puts up. And I understand that the sack record, you know, if he does break it, will be amazing, especially if he hits like 25, which is very, he's very much, I think, probably going to hit if he doesn't go over it. So, yeah, you make a good argument.
If you told me he entered the last week of the season with 26 sacks, I wouldn't bet against him to get 30. The guy's already had a 5-sack game. Boomer, anything's possible. We've never seen anything like this.
Yeah. I mean, I just don't. Defensive player of the year, all yes. Right. MVP, no.
All right. I just
Miles Garrett, minus 1,400 on defensive player of the year. Micah Parsons, plus 750. Miles Garrett to win the MVP, plus 30,000 to win the MVP.
Yeah. No, yeah. I know Boomer's right. It was just, fellas, just a conversation about we know the way things are. It's about talking about whether the way things are is right. I feel like when someone redefines history, it's okay to talk about them winning something no one's won. Go ahead, coach of the year.
Coach of the year, yep. Coach of the year, fellas.
Well, for me, it's Ben Johnson right now. It's the Chicago Bears, what they're doing. The fact that they're the number one seed in the NFC and nobody thought that they even had a chance to even remotely come close to that before the season started. Close second would be Mike Vrabel. Same thing for him and the New England Patriots. After that would be Dave Canales of the Panthers, and I'll stop there.
I mean, I lean Vrabel just because I think the AFC is a lot better than the NFC. But Ben Johnson, tough. Canales, I respect the hell out of what he's done. And Boomer, we talked about it. I mean, Mike McDonald just quietly goes along. They win road games. You know, they had the one loss to the Rams. But other than that, this team has been razor sharp. You forced me to make the pick. I go Vrabel. But there's no – if it was any of the four guys you listed, I wouldn't bat an eyelash. I mean, they've all done an incredible job.
Vrabel is the betting favorite at minus 300.
And you know what it is too, fellas? I just think they're going to win their division. I don't think the Bears are going to win theirs. So that has to matter. You could say Canales could win the division, but it's the worst division in football. Seattle Rams, I still take Rams. So, yeah, I'll go Vrabel.
I would say that if Vrabel and Ben Johnson both end up with the number one seeds, I would say Ben Johnson's probably going to win it.
He's a second fair. Betting favorite at plus 350.
Yep. All right. That's very fair.
Offensive rookie of the year, fellas. Who do you like?
Oh, boy.
You know, it's either McMillan or Warren for me.
I love Tyler Warren.
Tyler Warren's been great. I think he's been the safety blanket that Daniel Jones and the Colts have needed. McMillan down in Carolina. He's a terrific player. It's under the radar because it's Carolina. You know, Tyler Warren has been kind of like celebrated. I don't think Jackson Dart has played enough, so I wouldn't put him on that list. What's that?
Abuka got hurt too, so you probably got to take him off the list.
So it's got to be McMillan or Warren. That's what I would think. I don't think Cam Ward's not going to get it. You know, Tyler Shuck's not going to get it.
McMillan the favorite, actually.
He is.
Yep. Comeback player of the year, guys.
Oof. It's either Dak Prescott or Christian McCaffrey, isn't it?
I'd say so. I think Scones has got it right with the two he's put on here. I mean, look, if McCaffrey's going to have a 1,000 season.
He's the guy.
Zillion touches. Cowboys might fade away here. Probably McCaffrey. I mean, it sucks because Dak's been great.
Dak is minus 170, Christian McCaffrey plus 130, Aiden Hutchinson plus 4,000. Those are the top three.
Yeah, I think it's McCaffrey just simply because, again, we talk about winning teams and the fact that he's been carrying the San Francisco 49ers. And I would have to say it would be him.
Aiden Hutchinson's plus 4,000 to actually have a two-sack game against non-backup tackles.
I can't believe he's the third favorite on this list. That's unbelievable.
That's ridiculous.
NFL MVP, boys.
Well, I would think right now it's between Matthew Stafford, who had a little bit of an off game last week, and Drake May up in New England. I would think those two guys would be neck and neck as we speak. Jared Goff may sneak in there if they finish strong the way that Mike thinks that they will. I don't think that there will be any other regular player or player from another position that will actually make this list.
Big showdown game next week, too. Rams-Lions. I still lean Stafford. I'm not going to let recency bias throw me off there. I mean, Stafford is having an unbelievable year at age 37, inside track to the one seed. If they beat the Lions next week, head up. That would kind of take Goff, move him back. I'll say Stafford still for me.
Guys, you know, going back to comeback player of the year, what about Daniel Jones?
He was on pace for it, Brian, but I feel like he's just falling apart. But I'm not mad at it. I mean, if the Colts get in and he turns it around, the dude's playing on one leg, sure. I got no problem with it. I just feel like they're toast.
Yeah, and again, you know, with Christian McCaffrey touching the ball potentially 500 times and doing a 1,000-yard season, I don't see how he doesn't win it.
All right, guys, it's been a rough year. We always have knuckleheads in the season, okay? Guys, if you have a specific knucklehead or knuckleheads, so far, who are they?
Oh, God. Boomer go first.
Why do I have to go first?
Do you want me to?
Is it McDaniel? Is it Abdul Carter?
Abdul Carter is definitely at the front of the list. I mean,
I think J.J. McCarthy's got to be there.
Ooh.
About himself as number nine and all this other stuff and the performance not leading up to like the.
But did J.J. McCarthy ask for two Hall of Fame players' numbers as if he was special?
No,
then fall asleep at a team meeting. Dan, who knows? He's over here watching Skinamax. I don't know what to tell you anymore. I can't take anymore. I'm saying Abdul Carter. It's just complete clown behavior.
Yeah, and the clown behavior associated with the post-draft number selections situation and the Micah Parsons podcast discussions and all these different things that have led us to the point that we're at right now. And all the things that we have found out since that, you know, Brian Daboll was fining him and now Kafka's benching him. Yeah, this is a rough one to get over. I mean, that has had an adverse effect on the team 100% for sure.
I think it's also had an adverse effect on my man Carl Banks' mental state. I feel like Carl's head is going to explode. So my fellow Spartan alumnus, Abdul, you better get it together, man. You're killing
everybody. So Abdul Carter is the knucklehead for both you guys.
Yes, of the millennium. And with that, we wrap another week. Week 14. Guys, we'll be back to do it all over again next week. It's Kickoff with Boomer and Valenti.
It's Kickoff with Boomer and Valenti.
Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.